mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into the third and final hour. Boy, you sure missed it in the last 2 hours. He's still with us, though. We're going to recap and get into some more detail. John Buchanan, investigative journalist, is with us. This is the London Guardian. He told me about this article 3 weeks ago, how it was going to be coming out. It did come out last Friday. How Bush's grandfather helped Hitler's rise to power, and they're now being sued by Auschwitz survivors for actually being shareholders in IG Farben and being intimately involved in it, and then helping get Nazis out of the country, controlling their wealth up into the early 1950s, and evidence is clear still today, using that to take over and create the CIA and take over intelligence agencies in this nation. Let's get some more of these callers we've been holding for ages on the air. Then we're going to get back into this and some of the new police state news. They're openly now got a bill for the national ID card. Just so much more. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, thanks, Alex. I agree that it's vitally important that people understand the Nazi links to the Bush family and historically what the Bushes have done. But, you know, I think General Smedley Butler was given a Hobson's choice back in the 30s. He could either lead the nation into fascism, or he could watch the nation be taken over by communists like FDR and then die by a million cuts. So I'm not sure that we got the better end of that bargain.
Well, let me stop you. For those that just joined us, we'll hold you over if need be, Mike. They've now gotten more National Archives documents from these hearings in 34 where the Bushes and others thought Smedley Butler would go with them for a coup d'etat. This Marine Corps officer, he later wrote a book, War as a Racket, and went public. And now these coup documents are open. In the 80s, we learned of coups they planned. Now we're learning of new martial law coups. And the point is the very same people saying we've got to overthrow America to fight the commies, we're also funding the commies. These big international bankers fund anybody, as Professor Carol Quigley said, who will overthrow existing liberties and freedom. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, but I think Ruth was essentially correct. You know, this satanic New World Order has picked off one Christian nation or empire after another, from Russia, from France to Russia to Germany to Great Britain, and now I think America is in its crosshairs, and if we're not very careful, at least economically, they're going to destroy us.
They're almost done economically destroying us.
Yeah, they really are. But if we wake up still and don't launch into another god-awful war, we can still pull this thing out if we have some good leadership.
Well, that's the plan, is World War III. They're getting ready to go into Iran and Syria. They're going to let China grab some countries while we're busy doing that. And this will come after a terror attack. Then we'll have the national draft.
But for Mr. Buchanan, you spoke earlier of John Loftus, that justice, in almost reverential tones. And I think you need to do a little investigating there. My understanding is that he has led a death squad operating out of the Justice Department, and with strong ties back to Israel, may have been responsible for the death of, I can't remember his name now, an Italian name, a freelance reporter down in Florida operating or investigating the Promise software theft by...
You're talking about Danny Casolaro.
Casolaro, thank you.
Yeah, no, I happen to be something of an expert on the Danny Casolaro case, apart from Mr. Loftus. And Mike, you're a caller into a radio program, and I hope that you'll take this comment in the spirit that it's offered. And that is that from your knowledge of things and your attention to programs like Alex Jones, if you could say that in 1934 the choice between FDR or a Hitler-type fascist state was up for grabs, and then you could buy into a vicious rumor like John Loftus would have anything to do with death squads, I hate to be blunt, but you are a victim of brainwashing. Mr. Loftus went to bat for me when I was under...
I'll tell you what, let's debate this on the other side of the break. I want to give Mike a chance to respond. We'll be right back. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Just a program note. I've been getting emails the last few weeks that people are having trouble listening on the net, and that's because this broadcast, I think, has like four streams, and at several thousand, a stream will max out, and so you won't be able to get on that stream. We've looked at streams that are maxed out. You'll just need to go to GCNLive.com and link onto one of the backup streams. But obviously, for ease of listening, we should probably expand some of those main streams. But no pun intended, this is very important, and the listenership is just exploding. This broadcast is routinely number one on Shoutcast out of 3,400 networks and radio broadcast. That's just one of our streams is routinely the number one show in the country. Then we have all these other streams that'll be, you know, number 8, number 12, number 15, number 25. You combine all our streams on any one day, this broadcast is almost always number one on the net. And it's no brag, it's just fact. As John Wayne would say, and we're so blessed to be reaching so many people. And that's just on the Internet, a small part of our listenership. Then there's the shortwave and the satellite and, of course, our AM and FM stations that comprise the largest bulk of our listenership. And if you're listening on satellite, Internet, or shortwave and don't have a local AM or FM station, call local mom-and-pop stations. Don't waste your time with Clear Channel or Infinity. And ask them. Pick up an hour or two a day of the Alex Jones Show. Oh, don't worry. You'll get the ratings. People are very hungry for the truth. And if you're listening to us on an AM or FM affiliate, Thank them for carrying the broadcast. Thank their sponsors. Sponsor them. Support them. Spread the word. Get some of the local bumper stickers. Put them on your car. Because those are precious to us, the growing list of AM and FM stations that we have. It is so precious to be reaching people as they scan around on their AM and FM car radios. Radio has more listeners than any other form of media out there because everybody's got an AM and FM radio. All right. Going back to Mike in Arizona, and then we'll go to Sue and Tom and John and Kathy and others, and then I want to get back into news with John Buchanan. Mike, you want to counter or you have any comments to what John Buchanan was just saying?
Yeah, I appreciate Mr. Buchanan's concern from the state of my mental health, but the listeners to Alex's show here know that Israel has been very public in stating that it will reach out and kill people that it considers its enemies, no matter where they are. They didn't exclude the United States, so I took that seriously, and I'm basing my comments on
that. That's a serious point. Now, on that point, I agree with you, absolutely, and I fear the Mossad as much as I fear the CIA, literally, and on that point, John Loftus is quite vulnerable. He is a stringent Zionist and a pro-Israel propagandist, and on that level, he does not have extreme credibility. I agree with you 100% on that. It just makes me nervous that there's information out there that he led death squads. And strangely enough, if you heard the first hour, I believe from my own investigation, including talking to the Martinsburg, West Virginia homicide detectives who investigated Danny Casolaro's death, that he was killed by Ted Shackley, the rogue CIA operative I spoke of earlier from the book Prelude to Terror. But I have no evidence to prove that.
Okay, Mike, thank you for the call. You know, the Bible says that the Lord of this planet, the God of this world, is the old serpent. And I'm telling you, when you get to the top of the New World Order, this is just the facts, folks. You got Jews working with Nazis, Nazis working with blacks, Chinese working with Japanese, working with Russians, working with, you know, good old Irish boys. I mean, it is across the board evil people. Israel's busy arming Iran. I got mainstream news articles. Israel's busy arming China. Our government's busy arming China. Russia's busy arming China. They're busy arming North Korea. We've got the head of ABB, the Swiss company, giving nuclear reactors to North Korea, being none other than our defense secretary. I mean, folks, at the top, you got a bunch of ruthless, wicked people who will use communists, who will use Nazis, who will use well-meaning Marine Corps officers, who will use well-meaning Zionists, who will use anybody, who will use well-meaning, you know, anti-communist Cubans. That's why you've always got to stand for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution that limits government power and control, because any mechanism of power will be abused. You've got to limit it. And whether it's the communist or the fascist, it always leads back to the New World Order. And you know, we're going to go to Sue and Tom and John and Kathy here in a few minutes, but for stations that just joined us, who missed it, I want you to recap just in 5 minutes, and we'll go back to calls. Your research on the Nazis, totally borne out. Everything John told me 6 months ago, 3 weeks ago in a New York hotel room, he said, it'll be in the Guardian. This is what it'll say. I gave them the info. They went to the National Archives with me. Now it's there. And then how the Bushes wanted martial law in 34, now they want it again. And the Bushes' martial law comments came up, I have it on video, from 1986 in a congressional hearing. So this is a system over and over again. The globalists are infatuated with the Nazi intelligence domestic control model, now bringing out on Friday the bill for the national ID card. But John, you got the floor. Encapsulate what we've covered in 5 minutes.
What we've covered, Alex, is the historical facts supported by documents at the U.S. National Archives and the Library of Congress that beginning in 1924, the Bush family, in partnership with the Harrimans and George Herbert Walker, this president's maternal great-grandfather, were Adolf Hitler's de facto U.S. business partners and engineered his rise to power and helped build the Nazi war machine through a German Nazi steel and coal baron named Fritz Thyssen.
Now, let me stop you. Not just in business with them, as Ford and others were, but the key people over the banks, directing it, and then even up into the 50s, getting the Nazis out and controlling their wealth.
Correct, correct. And then after the war, smuggling Nazi assets into Switzerland, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, and Panama. After the war, which was admitted today finally by the CIA and reported by UPI, Reinhard Gehlen, a notorious Nazi war criminal, was the de facto founder of the CIA with Alan Dulles through the influence of Prescott Bush, the grandfather of this president. Their Nazi dealings continued into the 1970s in Texas with George Herbert Walker Bush, the former president of the United States. He, in turn, became CIA director in 1976, brought Nazi war criminals into the CIA, formed a secret network within the CIA that committed crimes all over the world, funded terrorist organizations, terrorist attacks, and worked with Osama bin Laden and the funding of Al-Qaeda. That information is reported in a new book called Prelude to Terror by Joseph J. Trento that every freedom-loving American ought to go buy, read, and then talk about in schools, churches, and synagogues. They are Nazi war criminals who should be brought to justice, but instead of being brought to justice, this story has been covered up by the compliant corporate media, including the New York Times, most notably, for 70 years. Now, as of the last couple of weeks, I have in my possession documents that show that they were, in fact, business associates of and shareholders in the notorious IG Farben, who operated the death camp at Auschwitz and manufactured the poison gas for all of the other Nazi death camps. That should be reason for a full congressional inquiry into the Nazi history of treason of the Bush family, and it would lead directly to the terrorist attacks of 9/11, and I believe, if properly investigated, lead to the impeachment and trial in the Senate of George Walker Bush for treason against the United States on September 11, 2001.
Now, we also have how Bush's grandfather helped Hitler's rise to power, a detailed 13-page article in the London Guardian, the big paper, the biggest paper in Europe. This is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.net. Right now, folks, you need to get it. You need to get our copy of this because we added a bunch of links at the bottom to even more pertinent, hardcore information. And how our media can ignore this is a sterling example of how controlled it is. But they cannot control you from going out and sending this to your entire email list, can they, John?
Absolutely not. And not only that, that gives me a perfect moment to interject one thought, Alex. And with 5 minutes of their time, your listening audience can bring down the New York Times. They need to write down this email address. It's executive-editor at nytimes.com. Executive-editor at nytimes.com. His name is Bill Keller. If we can flood Bill Keller at the New York Times with emails today and tomorrow and Wednesday demanding that the New York Times cover this story, then we can bring down the Bush administration prior to the election and lead directly to the 9/11 investigation that the people of this country are crying out for and that the Zogby poll demanded from New Yorkers. And if we can do that, then people like yourself, Alex, will have had a hand in changing the course of U.S. history, because I wouldn't have the access I have to all audiences like I do if you hadn't befriended me in the first place as somebody that shared a common cause with you,
John, John, I appreciate that. We do share the common cause of the truth, but not just emailing to the New York Times because they can ignore it. I know you've talked to them. They refuse to do it, even though it's in a more respected paper, The Guardian, and the documents are public. We need to get these to every radio and TV station. We need to email these out to everyone. We've got to make sure this is top story on all the big websites
That's an even better idea, actually. Alice, I totally agree with you. And I mentioned I'm going out on this National Truth Tour beginning October 11th, right up through Election Day. What's interesting is that although I have not been able to get the three TV networks on any of this stuff, the network affiliates in everywhere from Seattle to Denver to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho to Philadelphia have committed to covering my National Truth Tour. So if your listeners will go to fixingamerica.org and look where I'm headed, first of all, and go to your local press and your local TV stations and demand that they give me a fair chance in their cities to get the truth out, and then that can spread out across the entire country to every community newspaper, weekly paper, local radio station, et cetera, TV affiliate radio stations. We can do it at the grassroots level, and that's an even better idea. And I
All right, we got a break. We got a break. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water. To say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Four minutes and 5 seconds into this third hour. Thank you for joining us on this Monday edition. I'm going to take some more calls, and I'm going to blitz through a bunch of news, pun intended, with our Nazi friends, the Bushes. I'm involved in every type of criminal enterprise you can imagine, ladies and gentlemen, but they're just a high-level servant family to these globalists. Sue in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air, Sue.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I think you kind of answered my question a little bit before, but my misunderstanding or my confusion is how does the neocons, the Wolfowitzes, the Pearls, and all of them, kind of reconcile working within the Nazi connection of the Bush family. I know it's a lot bigger than what I, you know, see at the surface, but how do they kind of basically reconcile that whole, you know, promoting the United States agenda as, you know, Israel's agenda as the United States, and, you know, and obviously the connection with the Nazis at the Bush level?
Well, that's what I said earlier, is if you look at the neocons, and a lot of them do happen to claim that they're Jewish, most of them have blonde hair and blue eyes, it's kind of funny, they're up there claiming that everything they're doing is for Israel, but meanwhile they're setting up this big police state here. That's how they manipulate their foot soldiers who think they're doing the right things to go out and follow their orders and spy on people and do all of this. Whereas in reality, if you look at Leon Strauss, and we've had somebody who was taught under him, Stanley Hilton, on, he went to school with these guys at Chicago University there in Illinois, they were admirers of Hitler, of his system. Just like they were also admirers of Trotsky and the Fourth International, how Trotsky wanted to do things very similar to Hitler, a different model than what Lenin had. And so what you've got is, it's like in my article I wrote about Arnold. The New World Order has big plans for Arnold.
Right.
In that article I say, you know, the New World Order is the remnants of emperor kings and royalty and Nazis and just all these different groups coming together wanting world empire. And the seeds, the seed money to overthrow our intelligence agencies fully, they were already corrupt, to set up new ones, to set up the national security dictatorship with Clark Clifford and then BCCI and this whole train of events was predominantly done with Nazi money. And everybody knows that the Nazis ran our rocket programs and our intelligence, but, quote, they were just advisors, you know, the Goddard Space Center and Wernher von Braun and all of this. But whether it was Klaus Barbie or Joseph Mengele or, you know, any of these characters, they were well taken care of, and they helped set it up here because they were agents to begin with of the New World Order. Even throughout Hitler's rise. John Buchanan comments?
Yeah, I'd like to add a contemporary component to that answer, Sue, because that's a very good question that you ask, and many people find that baffling. And I would like to preface my answer by telling you, as I mentioned earlier, I'm the grandson of a Methodist minister, and I happen to be a devout Christian. In my book, Fixing America, which will be out in a couple of weeks, I have an entire section of the book called The Rise of Religion and Theocracy. Now, here's the answer to your question. The Project for the New American Century, PNAC,
right,
which called for the new Pearl Harbor attack, has aligned itself for reasons of greed having to do with war profiteering and ideology, not religion or spirituality, have aligned themselves with an extreme right-wing group of Christians called the Dominionists, and they take their name from the biblical passage that God will give Christians dominion over the earth. They believe, or they profess to believe, that the Jews have broken their covenant with God, and that they, the Dominionists, are God's new elect or chosen people. The reason we are in Iraq, the reason we are in Afghanistan, the reason, as Alex mentioned, that we will invade Iran as soon as he is reelected, if not before, is that they want to provoke World War III in the Middle East to annihilate all Jews and Muslims who do not exist, accept Jesus as their personal savior in the final days.
Now let me stop you. What we have is Nazi groups, Christian groups, Jewish groups, who are really just globalists at the top, cynically manipulating good Christians, Jews. It's just like the globalists funded the radical Muslim groups. We catch them funding the Al-Qaeda's, the Taliban's. Anything to radicalize, just like creating Hitler or the communists, to all get us fighting with each other. And so what they do is they twist all of this when, in truth, we research them, they're at Bohemian Grove. They're at Stone and Bones. When they're really at church, it's devil worship. That's what they really are. They're devil worshipers putting on outfits to manipulate their own little subgroup to make their subgroup go along with it. And that's what Albert Pike said in 1878, the Supreme Grand Mason. And I'll let you finish up when we get back. Sorry to interrupt you there, Mr. Buchanan. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
And I want to make it clear that, you know, any Christian that considers themselves a dominionist, that term of we should occupy and educate and proselytize, that's a good thing. We're talking about, like, clones, counterfeits. That's what the globalists do. It's what their father does. Is they create clones, counterfeits of everything. I mean, I knew about this 10 years ago, and I was shocked by it, but Salon Magazine had a big article about these top supposed Zionists who were friends with Hitler, and their public documents that they put out in magazines about we need to get Hitler in, and we need Hitler to take over, and let Hitler kill a bunch of Jews. He'll teach these Jews to follow us, these Orthodox Jews. We like Hitler. That's public record, and people just can't compute that. You know, why is Lord Rothschild funding Arnold Schwarzenegger when he says he loves Hitler and Kirk Waldheim? And then we're, you know, anti-Semitic because we're against Hitler. And I'm not even trying to be sarcastic there, folks. I mean, it's gotten into this craziness, you know, where these counterfeits are running everything. And then, oh, Arnold's good, but people that criticize him, why, they're not friends of Israel. So it's a sick, sick, sick joke. John Buchanan, finish up what you were saying. We're going to take a few more calls.
Yeah, two more quick points, Alex, and one goes to what you just said, but first I'd like to go back to the caller who asked. And you need to do the research. If you go to Google and put in Dominionism or Dominionist, it'll come up. The best website in terms of knowing about what they're doing is Eureka Report, Y-U-R-I-C-A, report.com. Catherine Eureka, the editor of that site, is the world's leading expert on the religious right. She's been studying Pat Robertson for 20 years, and she will be appearing with me October 26th at the National Press Club in Washington.
But to explain this, though, this is a co-opting arm.
Co-opting arm, absolutely. But to go to your point, the point you just made, Alex, to me the most incredible thing about the Guardian article was they cited the fact that the Anti-Defamation League, now that the Guardian knows the Bushes were Nazis and they have these documents, that the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, has furiously claimed that this is a smear against the Bush family, these documents are fakes, my whole story is a fraud, etc. And this afternoon I'm going to call Abe Foxman at the ADL, who refused last year to help me get the story out, and take him
now
to
understand, we have mainstream East Coast big papers, 1942, Prescott Bush grabbed by police. It's not like this is debatable. The London Guardian, others have been to the National Archives. The documents are there in public. Anybody, you know, we're not Dan Rather. Also, we're not the Bush administration creating all these fake Niger weapons dossiers. So you're telling me Foxman is trying to claim that the Bushes and Brown Brother Harriman were not grabbed for trading with the enemy? That's public.
Correct. Well, no, absolutely. But incredible as that sounds, Alex, that is the case, number one. And number two, to go back to Sue,
it's not incredible. They say Arnold is just wonderful.
Oh, agreed. No. To recapitulate a different form of Sue's question, since a lot of major newspapers, including the New York Times, are owned by Jewish families and edited by Jewish editors, how could it not be an 8-column banner headline in this morning's New York Times, Bush family profited from slave labor at Auschwitz? And you hit it right on the head several times that I've just been listening to you, Alex, without being on. The Zionists are the new Nazis. The Zionists believe they're superior. They use the Holocaust as their invocation of superiority so that the Jews can survive, and they don't understand, or they don't accept, that the Bush administration and the neocons have a plan for wiping them out. And if they do it this time, the Holocaust is going to be successful and the Jews will be gone. And if the Jews are too stupid to understand that, then I think they should be gone. They, under Darwin's laws of survival, they don't have the will to survive. Too bad. Bye.
Well, I know you're being sarcastic.
I'm being sarcastic, of course, but you know what I mean. Everyone has to stand up for truth. The truth is nonpartisan. The truth is universal and applies equally to every human being on this planet. And until the truth can be comprehended by all of us are doomed, in my opinion.
Well, it's all out of control. Tom in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, sir. Hitler, in his own words in Mein Kampf, Volume 1, 1925, The Art of Leadership, consists of consolidating the attention of the people against a single adversary, taking care that nothing will split up that attention. That's a quote from Mein Kampf in Hitler's own words.
Well, we posted a Goebbels text last week, and it sounded like George Bush's speech,
right.
Just take out Jews or communists and put in Muslims or... Just... And then meanwhile, all the radical Muslim groups, every time we follow it back, it's MI6 or CIA.
Why don't we just organize a march? And you know, we do a lot of we're doing a lot of informing people and talking a lot, but we need to get on our feet and do something here. They've got me down where I'm broke all the time. I can't buy the videos. I could probably find somebody to take, you know, record them for me and what have you, but. I've been doing a lot of research for years on this, and I feel like I haven't done enough. I think that maybe I should have done more back in the early days when I had that incident happen, and you know, that y'all I've talked about before, about that church with the swastika and all this other.
Yeah, Bush's church in Houston with the swastika. Thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate it. Let's. You ought to talk to him. He gave Tex Mars the documents. Pretty wild stuff. John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, the last lady that called, I would take her question to be that why, what was the common denominator between Prescott Bush, Wall Street, and all the big industrialists, the military-industrial complex supporting Hitler? And that occurred back then. The plot to seize the White House by Jules Archer documented.
Let me finish. The Bushes just weren't part of the money making like a bunch of other people. They were the center of it, protecting it, running it after the war, getting the Nazis out.
Right.
And I know I'll probably be attacked by the ADL for wanting to fight Nazis. I understand that. But
the point I'm making here is that it was Prescott Bush as well as some of the Fortune 500s who had this common denominator of policy and ideology with the Nazis. And that common denominator, as John Buchanan said, was anti-communism. To put the communists in the death camps in Germany even before the Jews and put the communists in the camps in the United States. That was the common.
Hey, John, you're not very sophisticated. You call once a week or so.
I think I
don't
am.
You understand they fund both sides of command and control, as Professor Carol Quigley said?
You know, I think because you've been steeped inside that kind of Birch Society rabid anti-communist.
No, because I know history, Bubba. Our government gave communist Russia nuclear weapons. Our government put Mao in.
You're going to end up on the side of the neo-fascists. That was their, anti-communism when they were in the Reagan-Bush administration.
Sure.
And when it comes to an attack China.
Put him on hold. They're command and controllers, sir. I'm not emotional about this. I've researched it. The big banks put Hitler in. They put Lenin in. They put Mao in. They put Fidel Castro in. They set them up and they knock them down. They build up an enemy and they knock it down. Problem, reaction, solution. It'd be like if somebody was from the Taliban and I tried to explain to them, I've had Muslims call it, well, you're right about Bush, but you're wrong saying that the Muslims are bad. Well, no, most Muslim countries, they'll kill Christians. It is bad. Saudi Arabia is bad. What they do is bad. How they want to kill everybody in Israel is bad. But that doesn't mean Israel's good either. I hear people say this. We ought to kill all the Iraqis and bomb them and cut all their heads off because they're cutting our people's heads off. It's total war. Well, you just made their argument for them. You see, it's this bestial, mindless war that makes you switch your brain off. The communists were funded by the elites to con the serfs back into slavery, John. And why you can't figure that out? Go ahead.
Yeah, I have one thing there, John Carlick, and I just had one quick point so you'll know a fact I haven't talked about on Alex's show before.
I'd like to comment too. Go ahead.
From the documents I have seen at the National Archives, and everybody got caught up in the Bush Nazi documents because of the Nazi word. I've also seen thousands of pages of documents that, beginning with the Russian Revolution, they funded the Bolsheviks, they funded Stalin. W. Averill Harriman worked personally with Stalin, with companies in Russia that extracted resources from Russia. Arm and Hammer, exactly. And Stalin murdered 6 to 8 million innocent people while W. Averill Harriman was his business partner, and his reward was that in 1943, W. Averill Harriman was appointed ambassador to the USSR, made hundreds of millions of dollars in blood money profits in Russia, and then what happens after W. Averill Harriman in 1943 is appointed ambassador to Russia, we win the war with our allies. Russia, common sense would dictate to any reasonable person that W. Averill Harriman would sit down with his buddy Stalin and say, gee, we won the war together, let's be friends, let's crack open a bottle of beer. And what happened is they were immediately demonized, we turned on Stalin, and we got the Cold War.
Because that makes more money and centralizes power for both sides that are controlled by the same people.
I agree 100%.
Well, look, what I'm saying here is that, you know, I don't think that Stalin was anything but a dictator who perverted that revolution, but when you have 14 capitalist countries invading the Soviet Union immediately after the war to strangle the Soviet Union, that completely throws into cocked hat this claim that it was the industrialists who were behind the Soviet Union primarily.
Who invaded the Soviet Union?
14 capitalist countries, including the United States, sent troop divisions to Murmansk and Vladivostok to strangle the Soviet Union.
No, they gave half of it to them. Sir, you don't know what you're talking about. Thanks for the call. Man, you just never get it through their head. Let me read what Professor Carol Quigley said. Okay? Let me just read what Professor Carol Quigley said. Let me find it in my book. I got a quote of this. There does exist and has existed for a generation an international network which operates to some extent in the way the radical right believes the communists act. In fact, this network, which may be identified as the Roundtable Groups, CFR, Trilateral Commission, has no aversion to cooperating with the communists and or any other group and frequently does so. I know the operations of this network because I have studied it for 20 years and was permitted for 2 years in the early 60s to examine its papers and secret records. I have no aversion to it or to most of its aims and have for much of my life been close to it and to many of its instruments. I have objected, both in the past and recently, to a few of its policies, but in general my chief difference of opinion is that it wishes to remain unknown, and I believe its role in history is significant enough to be known. Professor Carol Quigley in his book, Tragedy and Hope, 1966. So while we're talking about liberals and conservatives and Zionists and Nazis and communists and everything else, we're dealing with organized crime. Go ahead, John.
I agree with you 100%, Alex. And you just brought up another really interesting, very important point that your listeners, including John, need to get comfortable with. And that is that all of those labels you just mentioned are a complicating factor to make them overlook the fact that there's them and there's us. And the them is about 1/3 of 1% of the American population, the ruling white elite that control everything. You said it yourself earlier, Alex. They have twisted the Bible at this point to confuse and terrify millions and millions of honest, God-fearing American Christians, Jews, and Muslims. They have turned all of us against one another in the name of fighting terrorism. And they are brilliant at what they do. They have completely, as George Orwell wrote about 70 years ago, subverted the entire notion of what truth is. And I would point out, if you didn't see it and your listeners didn't see it, I bought it this morning, but I haven't read it yet. Believe it or not, the cover story in the new issue of Time magazine, the cover line is, "Who owns the truth?" Well, I'm going to write a letter to Time magazine. The fact is that the truth is the truth, and everything else is propaganda. So Time magazine now has come out with a cover story, 10 pages long, on the concept of the truth doesn't even exist anymore. It's all spin.
It's all moral relativism. All right, let's talk to Kathy in Texas. You're on the air, Kathy. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, Alex and Mr. Buchanan, and I appreciate you accepting my call. Alex, I have all of your videos with the exception of one, and they're unbelievable.
Well, thank you.
But true, and I'm amazed at what's going on in our country. I go to many public places where there really isn't any access to VCRs. My question is, do you record your radio talk show guests on cassette tapes?
The network sells them. The network sells them on cassette and CD.
They
do. Go to GCNlive.com. There's a phone number there. Or some of the best interviews, we post them on PrisonPlanet.tv. This one will be posted.
Okay. I don't have an internet. So which would be the best way to go?
To call the network.
Call the network.
Yeah.
And that number is?
You can get like a whole month recorded on MP3 for $20-something. I mean, hundreds of hours.
Well, I would like to get all as many as I can of your cassettes of your value.
Yeah, it costs more because they have to do individual hours on individual cassettes or CDs, but you can call them. In fact, John's running the show, not John Buchanan, but the other John. John, can you give me that particular extension at the network for folks that want to buy tapes? It's extension 193. 193, let me give you that toll-free number to call. Extension 193, once you call it, it's 877.
877-996-4327. 4327. I would especially like this cassette of your program today. There's a lot to cover and go over, and there's just so much valuable information.
Well, thank you.
And I really appreciate it, and God bless you and your good work and your efforts, and keep up the strength and all you can do. We're behind you. Even though we little people don't seem to come out of the woodwork fast enough, but we are behind you, and we'll do all like. I want to play these cassettes in public places, such as restaurants where they don't have access to VCRs and other areas. And
start a little group, and you know, once every 2 weeks, meet for 3 hours at the library and, you know, everybody educate each other and share information and get plans of action. Thanks for the call, Kathy. That was a great call, John.
Absolutely, Kathy, and God bless you for that sentiment, and God bless you for being that creative to think of doing that in public places, because we can expand the awareness base exponentially in the next 5 weeks. The election is 5 weeks from tomorrow, and the future belongs to us. We can change history, Kathy.
Now, again, John, you've written and talked about how Kerry is part of this same globalist cabal, but by the election coming up, what are you saying, John?
Well, that also is in my book, Fixing America, and I would encourage your listeners to buy the book when it comes out through my website or at my events on the tour. But I'm an equal opportunity trasher, Alex. I trash both parties in the book, and I have an entire chapter just on John Kerry and how he sold his soul to the lobbyists long time ago. Kerry, I call Bush in a better suit. He's unfit for the presidency. He's a white globalist elitist who wouldn't understand the needs of a common American citizen if he bumped into him in a back alley. And that's why I believe that the country is in such a state of crisis. We face an election where on one side we have the descendant of Nazi war criminals who wants to declare martial law and suspend the Constitution for all intents and purposes, who is a mass murderer from the attacks of 9/11.
Stay there. We got a break.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, what we're dealing with is evil people. Whether they're black or white, old or young, if they serve the New World Order, they're evil, period. There's just different degrees of that evil. Are they conscious or unconscious? I mean, take John Shalikashvili, the chairman, joint chiefs of staff under Clinton, whose dad ran death camps in Poland. That's admitted. And then you've got Madeleine Albright, whose father was the chief communist in one of those major satellite states. And it's all admitted, and they looted a bunch of people. And then they ran, once the Nazis came after them, they ran out of Czechoslovakia into the Balkans, and then they saved them, and then later they attacked the very people that helped them. So it doesn't matter whether you're a Nazi or a communist or a fascist, whatever. If you are a thug and you want power and control and you're part of one of these little gangs, they all team up together and they use the threat of terrorism to get that done. That's the current threat. If you want to get my films, I've made 11 films. The newest film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, is out. 90 minutes long, 1995. I've got my 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, my Masters of Terror films on September 11th, the best out there. You're authorized to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. I carry a bunch of other 9/11 books and videos by other researchers. They're available through Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or you can watch all of them if you're a member at PrisonPlanet.tv. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, that number, if you missed it, 888-253-3139. I want to take a few final calls here, John Buchanan. I want to thank you for joining us, but you described the choice of Bush. Now give us the choice of Kerry.
Absolutely. I'm glad you would give me one more chance, Alex.
Yeah, go ahead.
With 5 weeks to go toward the election, we the people and your listening audience can give John Curry a choice. And that is, will he speak out publicly about these Bush Nazi documents and the attacks of 9/11 and the Zogby poll? And if he has the courage to acknowledge the Zogby poll in a major campaign speech or in the debates this week, and if he will demand a congressional inquiry of the attacks of 9/11, and if he will go public with the Nazi past of the Bush family and their ownership of Auschwitz, then perhaps he's fit to be president of the United States.
Gotta stop you right there. That isn't going to happen. He's skull and bones. It's staged. The debates are totally scripted. That's admitted. Let's go ahead and talk to, up next here is James in Rhode Island. Go ahead, James.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Turn your radio off.
Turn the radio off. Anyway, that's fine. I don't know.
Go ahead, Alex.
Sorry, Alex. Now, I want to God bless you and God bless everyone at Infowars.com for doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
I think you're doing excellent job. I listen to your tapes all the time. It doesn't seem like I can get to bed without listening to your tapes. You seem to be the only hope that Rhode Islanders have out here, because we really don't know too much about what's going on. A lot of people are waking up in Rhode Island because of you. And I just want to tell you that a lot of people in Rhode Island are very, very fearful of what's coming down the pike. I'm not an expert on the New World and my stuff. I do read a lot about it. I have heard that Fritz Springmeier was imprisoned for doing what his book, The Bloodlines of Illuminati.
Yes.
And I think he is a very good patriot also. But I would like to know, Alex, what do people do in the event that some kind of a disaster would happen?
All right, we're out of time.
All right.
Tell people, thanks for the call, beforehand that the globalists stand to gain from the terror and have been behind the other events in the past. Know who has the motive. Get the word out on that now, and they may back off. John Buchanan, I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex, very much. God bless you and your listeners. Thanks a lot.
Great. Good having you on for 2.5 hours today. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, on the shortwave at 3210, and during the day at 9475. I want to thank all the sponsors, the affiliates, the listeners, the folks running the broadcast, and number one, God, Yahweh. Take care, my friends.